This is IJL Talks, an inspirational and educational podcast bringing you industry insights as well as tips and tricks on all things marketing and trends. Today's speaker, Katerina Perez, shares her 10 steps to digital success.
Hi, thank you for coming to the seminar to learn about 10 steps to digital success. My name is Katerina Perez. I'm a jewelry influencer and the founder of katerinaperez.com, which is a website dedicated to fine jewelry and precious gemstones. And social media is an integral part of what I do. I do it every day. I thoroughly enjoy it. And today I want to share with you some tips on how I've achieved 185,000 followers on Instagram and 40,000 followers on Facebook. Today with me I have Jodie Smith, who is my social media and editorial executive, and she'll say a few words about what we'll be covering today.
Hello. So today we're talking mainly about Instagram when we're talking about digital success, obviously because it's a fantastic tool for visual merchandising in the jewelry industry, but many of these tips also apply generally to digital marketing as well. We're going to look at obviously the content and some hints and tips as to how to make that really, really work for you. Engagement, analytics, scheduling, and then future developments that will help you to increase your following, increase your reach, and hopefully develop your brand further.
So first thing I want to look at is the biography. So the first thing when you open Instagram, you want to consider, how do I make it better? How do I make followers who come to my Instagram press that button? So the first thing to consider is the avatar, because this is something that people see when they don't even follow you. It comes up in the search engine and also in comments when you leave a comment under someone else's picture. So the avatar has to be attention grabbing, something which will make those people click and see who you are. As a jewelry brand or as a jewelry designer, you can use either your photo if you're a designer and present your own jewelry. You can use the company name or logo, which is recognized, and like in case of David Web Jewels.
Not working. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Now, obviously, you'll say who you are. An important thing to do is to create call to action. What I mean is, for example, in my profile, I say, follow me to see the best of jewelry and gemstones. So this is an extra thing which will make that person who comes to your account think, okay, I'm going to press that follow button. You can use emoji to punctuate the key things of your account and also to highlight calls to action. And obviously, the most important thing is to create a link to your website. One thing to remember, which was rolled out maybe about a year ago, is switching to business account. If you're a jewelry designer or a brand, don't forget to do that, because it will allow followers to see more details about you and to contact you through your Instagram by email. Now, next thing after you've sorted out your biography to think about is how to build the content. Why is content important? Because this is something which followers will come for. The imagery, the words, maybe different campaigns which you as a brand or as a designer would present on your Instagram. It's your visual story. Desirability of your product will increase if we present a jewelry in the right way. It will create trust between yourself and the followers, because when they hear your voice through Instagram, when they see your presence, they'll feel instantly connected with you. It will secure sales. If you're a jewelry brand, this is what your Instagram is for, to create future sales and create desirability of your product. And it's a good way to get feedback from people who follow you, to see what they like more, what kind of pictures take the most engagement, what you can potentially do better. So once you know your content strategy, you have to really consider that you have to build content right. I won't be telling you here about what types of pictures will take the most likes. I've covered it in the past. What I want to draw your attention to that there is three different types of content which you can offer to your followers. One is information, which means that it's posts about, I don't know, how to wear jewelry, jewelry guides, how to choose gemstones. It's anything which will have valuable information which they can't get anywhere else. You have to think of angles, how to give them some interesting insights. The next one is posts which are entertainment-based. This is something which creates a dialogue. You have to really think what would followers look for in terms of coming back to your account. You have to engage them into that conversation. It can be a post, say, you can offer them to name a collection, guess what gemstones you feature, ask them to choose which piece of jewelry they like more with such gemstones or the other. So it's anything which will create a dialogue in your account. And the last one is a selling post. And what I mean here by selling is not a post which has a piece of jewelry and a price. Selling on Instagram has to be more like a motivation to buy. This is a piece of jewelry which is photographed beautifully, which instantly creates the desire to press that buy or contact button. It can be feedback from your other client, maybe a photo of them wearing a piece of jewelry which they bought from you. It can be a case study. So anything which potentially can lead to a sale, but not necessarily a push sale. Now, once you've realized what content is, what you would like to put on your Instagram, actually, one thing I forgot to mention is that it's great to do one selling post out of three entertainment and information posts. So bear in mind to keep it quite subtle. Now, the next thing to do is to focus on image quality. Doing Instagram for many years now, I realized that, of course, you know, when I started, it was iPhone pictures, they were working, but now it's about taking it to the next level. And especially if you're a brand or a jewelry designer, you're featuring jewelry, which is very valuable. It's a piece of art, and it has to be presented in the right way. Why to focus on image quality? It will elevate the brand. It will help with purchasing decisions. You have to agree that when you see a beautiful photo, you want to buy a product more than if you see an amateur picture. It will increase chances for your brand to be more noticed and making sale. And the studies show that when a brand switches to taking professional images and to really considering how to manage their Instagram account, their sales growth anywhere from 10 to 300%. And 75% more of clients who see the picture, they'll want to buy the product or they want to know more about it if the image is beautiful. It will increase engagement, and your pictures are likely to go viral. What I mean here is that it's more likely that a beautiful photo will increase engagement on that picture. And how it works with Instagram, if within the next, say, 15, 20 minutes, you have many likes coming to the photo, it's very likely it will get into the Explore section. I hope you know what Explore is on Instagram. Now, how is it possible to achieve great quality images? Obviously, working with a professional photographer or investing in equipment. 2 years ago, I bought a professional camera because I wanted my Instagram feed to be consistent and not to mix good quality photos with average ones, which I would take on the iPhone. However, don't discard the iPhone as a powerful tool. For example, if you look at David Webb account, most pictures are taken with the iPhone 7. It's all about the light. What is advisory is to take pictures of jewelry in the daylight because it will have the best way to show the colors and the depth and the clarity of the image. However, don't put it, for example, if you're shooting in an office or in your boutique, don't put it directly in the window sill because some bits of the image will be overexposed, others will have very heavy shadows. That's probably not the best way to show the jewelry. Move it away a little bit from the window to have enough daylight, but not have too much of it. If you don't have daylight, you can always imitate it with special equipment like softbox or the light cube. These are two different tools. A softbox can be used with a flash, and it gives more diffused light, so it will be softer. The images will look, they will have more volume, they'll be more subtle. When with lightbox, yes, it will be a very sharp, detailed image, but it will look a little bit flat. Once you've got your equipment in place, you can really think of how do I highlight a piece of jewelry in the frame, because this is what you really want to focus on. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that the majority of my picture will have a piece of jewelry in focus and everything else blurred out. This is one of the ways to do it. You can place a piece of jewelry or whatever you're shooting in the very front of the image. You can use light in a clear way to highlight the parts of the image which you want to focus on, like in this instance. You can also place a piece of jewelry right in the center of the image, and the gaze will instantly be drawn to it. And cropping an image can really emphasize what you would like to focus on in the picture. Just make sure that the way you crop doesn't make someone's gaze wander and understand where really you need to focus on. And what I want to draw your attention to is please be consistent on your social media in terms of quality of the images. As I said before, do not mix amazing photos which you've done with a professional photographer with something which you probably have done on an iPhone. It has to be consistent, beautiful image because people don't normally or don't always look picture by picture. They see your feed as a whole. You have to really portray style, your own story, as I said, in pictures. Then you can think of how to distinguish yourself from everyone else. We'll cover it in a bit later. And you can use different applications to help you to create visual images which are grabbing and different from the rest. A couple of applications which I use, I want to share with you, is, for example, Snapseed. It's a powerful app which helps you to change the quality of the image in terms of saturation, brightness, contrast, add different text to the image, different effects. This is an essential tool to improve the quality of the image. This is an alternative to Facetune, which I prefer because it's much more easier to use. It's a Chinese app called Meitu, and you can really make the skin look beautiful by click to a few buttons. Pixel is a different application which I find quite useful because it adds amazing effects to your images, makes jewelry look different. Here you have to really download all these applications and play with them and see what works for you the best. I hope you've heard about the recent trend for living photos. It makes a picture look static, but one of the bits of the picture will be moving. It creates a very interesting visual effect and creates more engagement on your social media. So application to do that is Cinemagraph. Sorry, I'm going to have to come here to make it easier. Then the next one I use, it's called Over. This is to create beautiful covers. For example, if I want to announce something and add text, beautiful text to my images, I'd use this application because it has a pre-populated template. I'm probably not a guru in design, but this really helps you to create a visual grabbing cover photos. And I've talked about distinguishing yourself from the rest. So how can you do that? What a successful Instagram would have? First of all, it's unified look, which I keep on stressing. How can you achieve that? You can use similar filters. You have to make sure that the saturation of the colors in the images is very similar. Otherwise, some will pop out much more than others. You can follow a certain style. So for example, if you're a young brand, you can follow this very quirky, fashion-driven style. If you're a more luxurious high-end brand, you can probably think of a different way to portray the images. Variety of content has to be rich. So it's not just about publishing pictures of jewelry on Instagram. This is not a catalog. Instagram is a story. People want to see more than just your product. It can be behind the scenes. It can be jewelry sketches. It can be a work in progress. The world is the oyster. You know, you really have to think outside the box and come up with different ideas how to show jewelry. One of them is engaging ways of showing product. Here I showed the example of Hammerly, who is the brand creating high art jewelry, and they quite often pair up their pieces with art, with the paintings, and that really creates a new way of understanding their jewelry, the new way to see it. One Instagram which I found really different from everyone else is Adler. I suggest after the presentation you take a look. This is one of the ways to really distinguish yourself from all the competitors, to do something which no one has done, be risky, be different, but it eventually will pay off. And then one of the trends in corporate accounts is to create grids. In this instance, you see that in the center, the designer will always post jewelry with white background, and on both sides, it will be pictures with color. So you can think of your own way to portray it. You can either do the checkered motif, or you can do three images after 3, 6, 9. So it's really up to you. Now I'll get Joe to say a few words about engagement, which is the next most important thing.
Hi, so to take over on some of the more, obviously Katarina's an expert in creating beautiful images, but when it comes to engagement, particularly with social media, it can seem like, especially when you get to Katarina's level, obviously so many posts, so many comments, which is absolutely wonderful. The crucial thing is to stay social, and the great rule of thumb to remember is to act as you would at a party, which seems silly, but it means to... When you get a comment which asks a question, obviously you answer that comment, but any comment that is telling you how beautiful the image is, that is telling you that they love the image, every single comment like that, as you would face to face, you wouldn't then just say thank you or say nothing. You would say thank you so much. I love what you put on your Instagram, or what do you love about this piece? Would you wear this pearl jewelry as, you know, what would you wear this with? Really be insightful and ask questions. This creates a constant feedback and means that people will stay engaged and followers will come back time and time again, especially when you are an expert and have a level of knowledge above. They want to know what you think of pieces and why. Participating and creating community hashtags. The jewelry industry is wonderful for being a real community on Instagram compared to a lot of others in retail, which means that obviously there are currently hashtags and trends that work really well, and people are constantly creating new ones. So take the opportunity, think about what your followers like and what you can see works for others, and really have fun with it and participate with others so that you reach other accounts and new followers can see you too. Trend-based content obviously reaches new audiences and is really highly shareable on other forms of social media, not just on Instagram as well. It's what people love to see, and it's the most popular by far. Follow and interact with related accounts regularly. Obviously, not only does this mean that you are Instagram, the actual algorithm of Instagram can see that you are participating, it also means that you create more of the community and that people get excited to see what you've posted on other people's images as well. Instagram stories, which is one of obviously the new developments on Instagram, really allows for more of the personal insight. Obviously, as Katarina said, with the grid and the overall look of your Instagram, you really want to keep consistent, and a fantastic way to involve personal insight, which people really love and love to engage with. They love to see behind the scenes images, jewelry making of images, even just behind the scenes images that you wouldn't necessarily share. This means that you can involve them in your Instagram without actually affecting the grid and the overall look of your profile. Obviously, it only lasts for 24 hours, so you can have a little more fun with it. It's a little more exciting, and people really respond well to it. And the actual app, it's really beneficial to use Instagram stories as much as possible, because the app obviously rewards you for, because of the algorithm, it rewards you for if you use the new feature, and it notices that you're using the new feature. And try creating the sort of meet the team content is really great as well, because everyone loves to see who's behind the scenes. Onto the analytics. So obviously with Instagram, they've introduced for business accounts the analytics that are on the account already. These stats are great for an overview and for content, but what we use is Iconosquare HQ, because this is a really, really detailed breakdown, day by day, exact numbers, and so many more specialist features than are featured just on Instagram's native app. it features things like geotags and hashtags and telling you how well those are performing. Geotags, if you can at any point, use those because Instagram loves if you use a geotag and it benefits you to do that. Hashtags, obviously, the more you can use, the better, up to about 10 or 11. And it tells you the success of each of these hashtags with a really good breakdown so you can see what's worked and you can repeat that across your content. There's even a competitors section, so you can choose any... competitors is a bit of an aggressive name for it, but you can choose any relevant accounts that you think are similar to you, whether you're in retail or an influencer or anything like that, anything that you want to choose, and it'll tell you the data on them and how their content is performing as well, so that you can really see what's working for them, and that will help you to see what will work for you more. And also there's the reach engagement and the scheduling tool, which is what we use, which is obviously really handy, and moves us on to the next part. So planning and scheduling, as we know with Instagram, it's really a constant thing, and posting as much as possible is preferable. But planning is crucial because it's impossible to create a really consistent, beautiful feed, especially if you're a person who's releasing whole collections of jewelry. It's impossible to keep that all, to produce that and keep it consistent without planning ahead. It really creates the opportunity to develop the brand identity and helps the grid. There's also the collection tool on Instagram, which may seem just a sort of fun feature to save the images and have your own private collection. But what it means is, in real terms, that you can really keep a reference for your own inspiration to see what has worked for others, and it's just there on the app rather than sort of trying to keep the image somewhere else and refer back to it. Everything that you've liked and everything that you found interesting that other people have created is right there for you to have a look at. Obviously, planning and scheduling assists with the variation of content and the consistency and quality, which Katarina talked about earlier. It would be impossible for us to present the jewelry that Katarina loves in the way she does without planning ahead. Otherwise, we would just be sort of catching up on huge exhibitions, and we really have to consider what works well with what and what people want to see. A social media calendar is obviously something that sort of anyone within the business will be familiar with the term, and it maximizes the opportunity to create sales and promotions, which often within the jewelry world are topical and seasonal, the big times of year, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and these things. It would be impossible to create social media for these times and really maximize your opportunity to sell if you weren't planning far ahead of time. And the analytics there really to show you and explore the best times and days to upload. So you can see this when you're planning and scheduling and see and plan ahead and have these ready in the scheduling tools. And create informative long-form content. If that applies to you and you have a website with a blog or anything like that, this is wonderful because it's another something to offer your users, your followers, anyone who loves what you post. It's another something to offer them that keeps them coming back for more rather than just pretty pictures. And I'm going to hand back over to Katarina for increasing brand desirability.
Okay. Now, next thing I want to talk to you about is increasing desirability of your Instagram account. It's great to have all tools in hand. They'll work for some time, but eventually you'll feel, okay, what else can I do better? How can I improve? And this is where a few things come in place. Okay. One is to improve the quality of images. If you've done that already, you can try different structures of your Instagram in terms of grid. As I told you, you can try and see if it works better for you or not. You can introduce branded elements. As a company of jewelry or a designer, it's worth doing that. It doesn't mean that you have to put your logo on every single picture, but maybe you can use some colors which you're more inclined to use in your jewelry or on your, for example, packaging. You can introduce some branded elements like maybe ribbons which you use to close the box on your jewelry. Really here you have to play with different elements. Once you've done that, you can think of ways to get noticed on Instagram through celebrities and influencers. I'll give you an example of, here, for example, it's FAD is a company who deals in jewelry with Burmese rubies. And recently they have had a big launch in Monaco, teaming up with the Russian fashion designer Ulyana, who brought models and celebrities to Monaco, and they were all wearing jewelry. Of course, it went viral. Different celebrities posted the pictures. It drove lots of traffic to the account of the company. company and helped it grow. It doesn't mean that you can only focus on the top celebs. You can start with influencers, fashion bloggers, and then work your way up. Takeovers is a great way to promote your Instagram, especially for people like me who don't create my own jewelry. I talk about a variety of jewelry. So in this instance, I did takeover with Muse Showroom, which is a multi-brand boutique in the US. And that worked very well for me because I showed my account to followers of the Muse Showroom, and got a significant amount of new people. Get featured in media. This is not something you can directly affect, but if it happens, it's great. And then another way is to use your non-Instagram tools to help promote your Instagram, like a newsletter or website. For example, if you have some exclusive event, you can announce in advance in your newsletter to follow you exclusively on Instagram so that you can show some insights which you won't be covering on the website or on other social media tools like Facebook or which you won't include in newsletter, for example. Paid promotion, this is something you have to try out for yourself. It works different from everyone else. Since Facebook acquired Instagram, you can promote your posts like you do on Facebook, but it works differently for everyone. Some people say it's really a good tool. I had lots of followers and lots of website traffic. Others didn't feel that it worked, so you have to really do trial and error here. And as Georgie said, hashtags and geotags, this is the way to drive more traffic to your Instagram account. But make sure you don't use the same hashtags all the time because then Instagram would feel like it's a spam. So it's best to vary the content you put on Instagram hashtag. And of course, you know, once you've got all your tools in place, you always have to think what I can do better. And this is my question for myself all the time. What can I improve? What can I change? How can I get more interest in what I do? And George is the one who will cover this.
So future development within the app and with social media in general and digital marketing. For updates and Instagram features, we follow these blogs. We have a look at Plan and Ad Espresso by Hootsuite. Obviously, with Instagram, as with any other app, they don't tell you exactly what's coming up, but they give you a general idea of the advancements that are going to be made. And they're really fantastic to follow to sort of get up to speed. And they're really, I mean, therefore, you can start at any point. Depending on your sort of expertise, and very easy to read and very easy to navigate. We also follow the there's webinars that are featured on the IconoSquare HQ Pro package, which is the one we use for the scheduling and analytics as well. And obviously, personal blogs of any professional jewelry writers and marketers that you like, the ones that aren't sort of paid for content, the ones with things that they really are interested in themselves. This really informs future development and how they're using the app as well. So Instagram stories and Instagram Live are obviously the most recent developments on Instagram, which have made a huge difference to how the app works and how we all think of the app. And there are developments within those, such as what's going to come next is live multi-user broadcasting on Instagram stories and Instagram Live. I know it can seem overwhelming, the amount of developments that happen and the changes in the app that happen so quickly, but it's so important to remember that the more that you use any of the updates and any of the new features, the app rewards you, yourself promoting. So the more you can do and the more fun you can have with it and the more interaction you can get from your followers, the better. Instagram advertising. As Katerina said, with paid for promotion, this is completely down to you and it depends on the facet of the industry you're in. But it's worth bearing in mind that the Instagram ad revenue is absolutely huge and it's giving a better return on investment than any other form of social media or digital marketing at the moment. And within the advert update that's coming is going to be able to target users to tailor your content. So if you have a video, it will show you, well, you can then only show the followers who have watched up to 10 seconds of this, or you can create a video that only goes to followers who've watched every single second of everything you've put out. So you can really tailor the content you're making to the kind of user that you have. and you'll be able to add product information which links directly to your website. This has been rolled out across a couple of really, really big retailers. So the link with a picture and a tag goes instantly to the product on your website. But this is something that will, obviously, if they've given it to big retailers, they're hoping to roll out across smaller retailers as well. I'll pass you back for a little conclusion.
And this is it in a nutshell, to be honest. Instagram is a tool which you can explore again and again and learn new things on a daily basis. This is what I do. So if you want to learn more about any of the subjects we talked about, you can reach me afterwards by email or DM me on my Instagram. If you want to receive this presentation, I'll be happily sending it out. I just need your email, guys. Another thing, I'll be doing another talk today at 3:30 about how I turned passion into profession, if you want to know a bit more about me as a person. And yeah, I want to thank you all for coming today. And if you have any questions, do we have time for a couple of questions? Please. You see, retail changed over time. If you ask me 5 years ago, I'd say do it, 2 months in advance or a month in advance. Nowadays, I feel that people leave it up to last minute. So maybe give it a month. That's a nice way to start. Maybe subtly 4 weeks in advance and then really focus 2 weeks before the Valentine's Day. But I can tell that lots of last minute purchases happening recently for all the holidays. It's individual for everyone, and this is what you'll find out from your analytics. A very good tool, as we mentioned, Icon Square, which gives you a breakdown of the days which are most successful for you and the times as well. It doesn't mean that you have to post only at that times because it always changes, but you can try out for a week and see how it works, and if it really makes the change, carry on and then still try to do something different in the further weeks just to kind of aim different audience. I don't have a geotag is a location tag. For example, if you take a photo here at IGL, you can tag and say that you are here. Okay. I prefer to mix because if an image is really striking, I want to share it with my Instagram and Facebook followers, but I don't want to copy because otherwise what's the point of following me on Facebook and Instagram, right? And the audience is different. So I find that the audience is different. Is there a... It depends because if, for example, you are a brand or a jewelry designer, you can't post like 3 times a day. I do from 2 to 3 times, sometimes 1, it depends. But the way Instagram works and was working in the past, the more you post, the more engagement or the more followers you get. However, it means that lots of people will not subscribe as well because you're going to spam their feed. So you have to find the balance. I guess for a brand or a designer, it's worth doing it once a day, maybe once every 2 days. If you do it once a week, it's not enough. You won't feel like there's much happening on your Instagram. So I guess it's case by case. Well, you cannot rearrange your Instagram completely. What you can do, you can delete some pictures which you don't like from the past. You know, it's a good thing to do sometimes to rearrange that way. But this is one of the reasons why I use scheduling tools most of the time, because I want the grid to look nice, to make sure that the colors match and, there's a logical development of jewelry which I feature. So this is one of the things you can do to make sure that you love the way Instagram looks. Well, nowadays, cameras are very clever and they have Wi-Fi built in. So if you buy one of the, for example, I use 70D Canon, it has a Wi-Fi built in. So within a second, I can transfer the image, beautiful image from my camera onto my phone, edit it in one of the applications, and there you go. Right. When I was talking about trends, I didn't mean that you have to publish your picture instantly. It's more about what is popular now. Of course, it's great sometimes to share a photo right now in the action. But when it comes to thinking, okay, do I keep my Instagram neat and tidy, beautiful, or do I just post something now for the sake of it, I would opt for the beautiful content. But again, it has to depend on you, like how you feel about your Instagram. No more questions? Great, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to IJL Talks. For more talks, go to www.jewelrylondon.com/IJL Talks.